Welcome to the CE show.
All right, guys. You are back on the show, and today's episode is going to be a fun one. It's going to be us just doing a Never Have I Ever episode for you guys, just to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, mate.
All right. We do have a guest here, but she will not be drinking, but she will be also commenting on most of the ridiculous things I'm going to say. So there is that.
Do you know what?
Get against
your best, dude. Because that's the last things I want to say. I want you to be mellowed out for it. So you're not shocked.
Again, I'm Achena.
I'm Cherry.
And we have Victoria as our guest. Victoria has just gone to get some
wine glass. Wow, she's wine.
She will introduce herself. All right, so we'll start while she gets back. So, question number
one. Are we actually forfeiting with a gallo?
Yes, we are. I know it's disgusting.
Let us go.
We don't have anything else.
We have another wine glass, don't we?
We have another wine glass. Yes, we do.
It's I saw it, but
you don't want it.
I thought someone used it. Okay.
No, it's clean.
Go. Oh, we won't hear somebody come back.
No. So, should we do the ones that we did yesterday again?
Let's start from the beginning, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Just to let you guys know, if you do want to play this game, this is on a gohen.com. We're not sponsored by them. We just like their shit because, you know. All right. This is a date to Never Have I Ever. So, never have I ever gone on a date with no intention of paying for anything. Go. I ain't drinking.
Did Chema, you?
I'm going to sip on my drink.
Chema, tell them. Please tell the people why.
Why?
Yes.
Yeah, why did you go without any intention? I mean, you hope they'll take the payments, but like...
You know the fake reaching for your purse thing, and then the guy's like,
I'll cover it.
Oh no, I don't try to hide that shit, you know.
But I feel like terms do come. It does come into it because you said.
Okay, so he asked. This is what we didn't tell you what the shit was. We warned you preemptively.
Bless you, man.
Carry on.
The chair's comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on.
So he asked me out, and I knew that I wasn't going to pay. And after the date, we actually talk about it. And he was like, oh yeah, I wasn't going to expect you to pay. I already knew I was going to pay because I asked you out with the intention of paying
sense.
Already.
Yeah.
But I feel like with some guys, you get a vibe with them, whether they have a deal
with that paying. They're also like rules. There's certain rules that comes in depending on who you date. Or like, I feel like for people our age, you shouldn't expect the guy to pay because he's pretty much coming through the same thing as you. Yo, broke AF. You can't be expecting.
But if someone wants to impress you, they have to go all out and pay for everything.
But you have to go with the intention of paying. At least have your own card in your bag. No, know that
but
when
I do have my card in my bag just in case. I'm just saying, I was not going to take it out. I'll put it, let's say 50-50.
Like some women don't though. And depending on, like, if this is the first time ever you guys are meeting, then you should have your own card in your bag. If this is the first time, maybe it was a blind date and someone set you guys up, you should definitely have your
100%.
Own. 100%. Like, when it comes to things like that,
she's already
otherwise,
looking like...
you end up washing plates.
That's not...
It's not me. It's not me.
The more expensive the place is, I probably wouldn't want to bring out my card,
I'll still have money.
We're like,
not going to Hagasan, just so you know. I'm not about to break the bank and spend a whole month's wage on freaking...
Is Pakistan that expensive?
Right. It's mad. They're really pricey. From what I heard. I don't know.
But to be honest, really I chose that. Both all the restaurants I've been to. So
yeah.
It's not a case that he chose and I was going there blindly not knowing what the prices were. So I was like,
okay.
I know what the price is. If he doesn't want to pay, I know I can cover myself.
You know, the best thing is to go for a Korean barbecue because if he does the cooking, like a little bit of it, then I feel like it shows the type of person that he is. If he's domesticated or even doesn't know how to cook. I'm joking.
I don't think that is Because a lot of guys like to do barbecue.
Yeah, that's
right. Or at least it, like, yeah. Like,
most guys, so that's the only thing they know how to do.
Yeah.
They turn the meat over every few minutes.
It's just like a sizzle. Is it brown turn? Is it brown turn?
Yeah.
That's actually true. Okay, I didn't
it's not hard work.
Okay, so next one. Never have I met up with someone from a dating app.
Did you say sis?
I'm taking the crappy one.
Well, yeah, actually, we both said we were going to take the crappy one.
That's not a problem. No, it's okay. Thank you.
Well, I sipped.
No, I'm not part of your game. I was already drinking while she was asking the question.
You best wait too.
Have you?
I didn't drink.
No, answer the question.
I'm not part of it.
You got to do this.
No.
It's a simple truth or dare. Truth game.
I literally told you guys I'm not part of it. No.
It's a good part of it, right?
It is a good
thing. It tastes a bit weird.
It's disgusting.
Chardonnay 2018. Okay.
It's your fault for having really shit wine.
It's not our fault.
This is a forfeit, so it's good that it's crap because...
Now we don't want to...
We don't want to actually drink it.
So can I tell your...
My story? I gotta blip that. I'm gonna blip that. That's fine.
I know.
Who's
the other one?
And
I need context or at least description.
Well, it's kind of off the other two.
Oh, those two?
Yeah.
Were they from dating app too?
Well, Kay was from there, but we met them through Kay.
Well, that's not through a dating app, though.
So, yeah.
That's one from a dating app, and then you met his friends.
Okay.
Your sister's a hoe.
Stop this. Who else? I said there's someone else.
You may date the guy you're fucking with his friends as long as you're not dating. They weren't dating. It's a fair game.
Only the other K. Not the J.
Okay. I had to think about that one. Mine? What was the question again?
Dating app.
Oh yeah. It was a bad
day. One that you spotted yesterday was from that.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was from work, mate. Have I told you about the white guy I dated?
No, you told me about the Asian guy you wanted to date with from POF.
He wasn't Asian, he was white.
Was he white?
He was white, mate.
Oh.
There we go.
So you had a thing against...
No, so my friend has told me to expand my dating pool. And not be so close-minded.
I knew it was a fake, but I didn't know which one.
Yeah, so she told me to expand my dating range and not only just date black people. So I was like, okay, let me go and out and see this. And so I did go out on my I was like, okay, it's fair enough for her to say like I to close up a whole people without even dating one person is just bad. So I was like, okay. Let me try it out.
Yeah. And once the trial period ends, it's like I'm cancelling my subscription.
There we go. Once I say I've tasted it, people can't say no.
Oh, goddamn.
It's like food. You try it, you don't like it, you won.
I'm not part of your game.
Ever slept with someone on a first date.
Why aren't you drinking from the glass?
This is
it's okay, we're gonna go and wash anyway.
Okay. Never have I ever pretended to get a text to leave a date.
Not me.
So none of you.
No.
You look surprised by that one.
Never have I ever gone. I mean, but we have that plan though. We always have that plan.
I'm like, I'm going on a date tonight. If I text you, I'm sick, you know what to do.
I'll be like, oh my god, Faith, I'll be in front of the shop, my friend Faith is in here. Oh my god, something has happened. I'm joking, obviously.
Have a plan in place.
I thought you'd be like, oh, I'm going to call her and say there's an emergency.
No, you'll be very sly.
Yeah. So you gotta put your phone out. And then when I ring, he's going to be able to see that the phone is ringing. So you'll be like, oh, sorry, excuse me. This must be really important because she knows I'm on a date. You go into the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And then you come back out And she's like, oh my God, guys, I actually have to leave. Or tell the guy, I actually have got to leave, blah, 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 blah. And you're gone. Go on, what's your if?
No, because you saying someone's seen your phone ringing and then you're standing up like, oh, this person knows I'm on a date. That means that could... They would know.
They wouldn't. But say if I changed a tennis contact details to my mum. I'm like, my mum's calling me. Who's going to tell me off for my mum calling me?
Okay. So, never have I ever gone on a date to make someone else jealous.
Or well, people do
maybe
that.
Not go on a date, but do something to make someone jealous. You the pettiest person.
Girl, drink. I saw you for the night. Confession of yesterday night. Take your shots.
I'm not going to tell the story.
Both of you are going to take shots, though.
Yes, we
will. I'm not going to tell the story, but I'm going to take the shot.
Because you know it's true.
No, because of the person that... You know, I told you the story yesterday.
Take. You think I'm that petty, though?
You're being hella petty, bro.
I'm surprised we're drinking wine. Don't you have any other...
We were going to get Courvoisier yesterday, but...
We got tired. We got a taxi.
You could have actually just told them to wait. They can wait for you.
Yeah, but that's a bit pricey. They charge you like a pound.
No, you just get the drink and then...
Like, the journey was £5. And it takes us 10 minutes or so to walk to the train station from my place. Yeah, you took the piss and I
sorry about yesterday, by the way. My where I was like really close to the train station.
Oh no, it's calm. I left my phone on the. You know, he charged me last night to bring my phone back, which I guess is fair, which was why I actually paid it, and I didn't want any hassle. Mm. So I forgot my phone in his the car, train, and then I tracked it on my thingy, and I found out that it was going to like Brompton or some random place, and I was like, right, my phone isn't known in his house. So we called my phone and then the guy picked it up and then he brought it in. So, eventful evening.
It was very eventful.
Okay, so never have I ever gone on more than one date in one day.
In one day? No, I have not.
Think carefully.
Probably. I feel like that's something I want to do.
I think that's something I've
yeah, but
done.
It's like, it
that's
feels a bit.
I want to do.
Because you have to mentally prepare for one. And then.
Okay.
Do you have to prepare for it?
No, like...
Say you go for brunch in the morning.
Going out, and then you go for dinner.
Or you go for cocktails.
Yeah.
That's so great. That's a great day right there.
That's a great day.
That's two meals I've not paid for.
And possible free meal. Come on. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm sorry.
Can we eat lunch for this?
We should do this, but...
Sounds amazing.
Okay, good.
You shall...
You're
going to
live vicariously through me.
You better tell me your stories. As it's happened on the minute.
Never have I ever talked about my ex on the first date.
Not me.
Can't be me. Never have I ever dated someone 10 years older than me.
10 years older? Never have I ever dated anyone older than me.
Even I had to think, like, is that no?
10 years younger? No. That is just...
Oh my God, that's child abuse.
Yes, it is. Especially for the age that I currently am. He would have to be a pre-pubescent.
Mm-hmm.
Or just about a teenager. So, no.
What about 5 years?
No. Like, my colleague is just 4 years and...
5 years? My brother is... That's my brother's age. I can't date anyone who's my brother's age. That's just wrong.
Oh, there's this Instagram thing that I follow. You guys are gonna love it.
Okay.
What is it?
Am I allowed to say it on here?
Yeah.
It's called Confession UK. Confession
it's like
UK.
Whisper. Oh my God, I love Whisper.
You know, Whisper.
Whisper can be creepy sometimes, but like some of the things that you see on there is mad.
Yeah, this one is worse.
Someone is like, oh, I'm sleeping with my stepmom. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. There was one.
What?
Yeah, this is pretty. So it's called Confession Box UK _.
Confession
send
box
it to
UK.
Us.
Okay.
What have you sent it to me? I can't search.
Confession, you can't search. Why?
I just don't want to type.
I'm just being lazy. And some of it is just like super disgusting when you read it.
Confession box.
But there are just some that are just so funny. Yeah. I think you're going to like it, but it's just, it would give so many topics. Discussion topics. No, I'm telling you.
Should I send you something, Faye? Try.
Yeah, mate.
You're going to have to stop me from doing that. Okay, so up to the next question. Never have I ever said alcohol but never bothered.
I don't do that.
This is on the date. This is the dating context. It's not a friendship context. I know I'm bomb. I know that. But...
Isn't that like an everyday thing? I get so lazy calling people. I'm just like, God,
like, not for someone who, like, I'm dating or, like, I'm like...
You really, really like...
We're going to go on a date and then I'll not
call them.
Yeah.
No, I've never done that. I've always informed someone if I'm going to cancel in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's a never have I ever... I've said I've called, that I will call, but I haven't called.
No, I haven't done that.
Yeah, neither have I. Never have I ever slept with a co-worker.
Nope. Never. Actually.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Technically.
Point like easy, surgery. Easy, yeah, exactly. That's the point like surgery. No,
we'll just watch it because, you know, you were clumsy last time.
Yes. That's why.
I'm sorry. Your sister is as clumsy as I am, but she's out here trying to, like, shame me.
Oh my god.
What'd you do?
You can tell your own story on your own time.
Never have I sent a naughty photo to someone. Oh shit. Okay.
Let's go.
You go first.
Why are you stretching?
It seems like you want to take a drink.
What?
Bro, take a sip.
I'm not drinking, let's not play the game.
Let's not lie to each other.
I hate these shot glasses, but
okay, you can like have my wine.
No, I'm okay. It's fine. Just
no. I want, like, see
this line.
Mm.
I'm not passing it until it's my time.
When will your time come?
When we're discussing other things after this.
See, don't want to do a dear game, all right?
Like every time I take, oh, it's just cringy. Now, tequila don't even make me feel like this.
Tequila.
Can we order drinks from Co-op? We can.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, order one.
Okay. Never have I ever slept with someone of the same sex.
Hmm?
Never have I ever slept with someone of the same sex.
I have not.
Ooh, glass over that. Never have I ever sent a naughty photo to someone. Wait, I swear I just read the... Oh, okay, but okay, actually, skip that. Never have I ever had a one-night stand. I'm drinking.
I'm so glad it's a Galloway, because this one won't get me drunk. I'll
everything.
I know, right? Oh, thank God. But yeah.
Never have I ever...
No, mate, you need to take your shot.
Eh?
Take your shot. Read the question again, because I know you have.
See, I don't like the fact that you know these things about me, bro. I really, really don't. It's like when you're there, I can't lie. It's like you just look at me and I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Because you look at me too. We are here outing each other.
There's hella blips. Never have I ever had sex in a public place. I don't know this story.
Of course you do.
Do I? Who? The current one, isn't it? It is the current one. I think I know the story.
Give me my wine.
You can't even say the name of my sister here as well.
What? Is this someone I know?
I can tell you off the recording if we pause it. You'll be very ashamed of me and him.
Yeah, I figured.
Hey. You can't. You're gonna have to cut that shit out. It was a muse, I did. I was very lucky.
Excuse my French.
It's not that we're questioning.
Okay.
You want me to pour you a shot?
Who?
Never.
Huh? Are you just pouring it short?
No,
like,
for her.
Never have I... What's my shot?
I don't know what you're taking a shot to, so I'm not going to pour it for you.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
You best take your shot.
Technicalities, bro. Technicalities. It says threesome. And I've not been in a threesome.
Fine. On technicalities, I will give you that. On
technicalities, mate. Never have I ever watched porn. Okay, what
the fuck is this? If you've seen 365, you've pretty much seen porn, right?
Yeah, 365.
That's like the basic level I haven't even seen 365 and I know that much.
Drink?
I'm not part of the... See, the line.
Nah, sis,
you're
not
listening.
What's
the name of that thing? Not 365, the other one. 50 Shades. And all them eroticas, that's porn. Drink.
What?
All them erotica book.
That is soft porn.
Hang on. Drink. Hang on.
Soft porn.
I said I'm not part of the game. I'm driving. I cannot be drinking. Okay.
You're driving, but you're still here with your wine glass.
I'm counting the shots and the centiliters.
Oh my God.
I'm counting. Never have I ever used handcuffs or other implements. Drink?
Do you know what? I like to try that at some point.
Oh, handcuffs.
Maybe not handcuffs, because like, you should
try. You might like it.
I do like the idea of sex. Oh, I'm... Remember that? I don't know if this is okay to say, but I like buying sex toys for people. Example number one.
It's true.
I feel like introducing people to the pleasures of a toy is just... And then they come back to you and they're like, oh my God. I'm like, yes, girl. You've been missing out. It's amazing. I'm sorry. Just introducing women to pleasure, I think is great.
Okay.
Okay, next question. Never have I ever faked an orgasm. I would drink a whole bottle of wine. Literally. Rubbish. It shouldn't be something, but...
Sometimes... I'm taking the same shots already.
Honestly, sometimes it's just more of a... Just get off me at this point, bro.
Literally, it's like, I'm tired. Yeah. Let's get done. I'm ready for sleep.
Next question. Never have I ever shaved my body hair into a random shape for laugh.
Who's doing that? No. You're laughing like if you're contemplating. Have you?
No. I think that, look.
I don't understand. Shave your into a weird
shape for laugh.
Seriously?
But like, I don't shave like that. I don't even shave. Like, I only shave like the three important places. And down there, once it's gone, it's gone. Never have I ever eaten dog or cat food.
Ew.
Nope.
Oh, we knew someone that her mom said about. She was like, she saw this lady eating, and she's like, "Oh, why are you eating?" She's like, "Cat food." I was like, "What?
Where was she
cat
from?"
Food. I don't know. I think she might have been Zim or Ghanaian or something.
No,
I'm gonna bleep that out. Never have I ever flashed someone.
Define flash someone.
On what circumstances though? Because like...
You mean like during the party or something? No, not in context.
Titty flash.
Like
usually.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
The way you had to think about that. Bloody hell.
What other flash?
Down there. Like when you open... Yeah. That's a flash too. Okay.
Nope, have not.
Never have I ever belched the alphabet. No, I can't even belch properly.
Did you slow it down?
No.
Never have I ever laughed so hard I wet myself. No.
Nope.
Never have I ever picked out a wedgie in public. Oh. Where's the drink, please? I am like the most embarrassing person ever.
You've taken half the shots I've taken so far, so so be proud.
There needs to be some kind of shot counter.
A shot counter?
Yeah.
Well, I think Jenna's on 6, now I'm on 10.
We're on 10?
Have you not been seeing me take the shots? Yeah. What question are we on right now?
I don't know, because like there's different types. And
you're not going in order?
It is in order, but like they're different ones. Funny questions and... dating and dirty and...
So just picking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm literally just scrolling down. Alright, so never have I ever rubbed someone else's toothbrush in something other than toothpaste.
Oh, like a revenge thing.
Mm. Yeah, I don't do that, bro.
Not me.
Never have I ever kissed, dated, slept with someone and kept it a secret. My entire life is a secret from somebody.
Wait, kept it a secret?
Yeah.
From who?
My mother.
Well, then we all have to take shots then.
Yes! It doesn't say who you kept it a secret from. It just says kept it a secret. There you go.
But I guess what they're saying is like the general secrets where it's like a cheating situation.
It doesn't clarify. It's
like, it doesn't, but I feel like that's probably what they're referring to. When it's like a cheating situation or the other person's cheating.
Or you're sleeping or it's with like your friend's scandalous.
Yeah.
Never have I ever done something so bad in public that I still scringe when I think about it. Oh, all the time.
All the time.
This is vile. Is it coming?
Is it coming?
Oh, shit. Have I ordered it?
Excuse me, we out here.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Never have I ever skinny dipped. Never have I shoplifted. Never have I joined the Mile High Club.
What club?
Mile High Club.
No.
Never have I ever danced on a bar.
No.
Pull that, please.
Fat cats. On a bar?
Fat cats, look, stop. The things that I... Oh, shit. Please.
Someone capture this on camera for me?
4K, you mean? No. I would never be caught in 4K. Never.
You know what? One day I might ask Nav. Nav, do you have photographic evidence?
She does not.
Of the tenor on a bar?
Never have I, never have I urinated in a swimming pool as an adult.
No, not as an adult.
Ew.
Not as an adult. As a child.
No, as a child, I probably was scared.
I piss in the beach, though.
Yeah, obviously. Mm. Yeah, in the beach is fine, you know. In the pool... Mm.
Never have I ever been kicked out of a pub, club, or bar. I personally have not been kicked out, but my colleagues have been kicked out.
And so you had to live with them.
It's really embarrassing.
That yeah, and then like, and then you have to apologize, like, I'm so sorry. It's fine. And we'll take that out.
You have to apologize as you're carrying.
Yeah, that's what you said. I'm like, sorry.
And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. And then you're like, it's super embarrassing.
Were they like drunk?
Yeah. And they go into a fight as well. That's why they got kicked out. Never have I ever used the gents in a club because the line for the ladies was too long.
Nope.
I don't do that.
Not in a club. I've done it at one of these... there's a line, sorry. But usually... you know these parties? These parties, like, you go to, like, a wedding or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just go to the men's one if it's free, man.
At work, if someone's in the ladies' toilet, I just go into the other toilet. Because although it's not... like a men's toilet or a guy's toilet, it's just two different. We've got two toilets.
One just use more.
The guys just use one and the women use one, but we use it like interchangeably. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever been arrested. Touch wood. Never have I ever snuck in somewhere. I've snuck out. And there's, oh Lord. So basically, my friend, who shall not be named, we were at her house and with her parents. And then, her house is in front of the garage. Not her house. Her part of the house is the garage. Mm-hmm. So the parents are upstairs, so we had to sneak out of the window through the front, and the window is one of those windows that don't open properly. So, and there's beans like literally underneath the windows,
so you can step onto them.
And so we obviously couldn't wear our heels, so this was in dead winter, by the way, so it was freezing. We had no tights on. We had to walk on the hard cold floor until the end of the street, until I got the guy that I was seeing at the time to come and pick us up and drop us in town. And then when we were coming back, we had to do the exact same thing, but this time on the taxi. And so the taxi dropped us at the end of the street and we had to walk all the way back in the rain because it had started raining. Yeah. And then we had to climb back in as well. And what a day that was. Just a day. What did you drink for? No, what did you drink for? You've snuck in somewhere. What did you sneak into? Oh, you gotta tell this story.
It's not exciting. Oh. It isn't, I can't say.
Never have I ever partied for more than 24 hours solid.
No. 24 hours? Yeah, I don't do like that.
We went Friday night after work. Next morning, we went to McDonald's, had something to eat, went back home to shower, did not stop drinking, container just vibing. We watched a film, played games, and then got ready to go out on this on that Saturday evening. Sunday morning, went to my keys again. We pretty much just did the same thing over again, but we just didn't go out on Saturday on Sunday night.
Obviously, we had work the next day.
Yeah, lit. I'm telling you. I wish you. Never have I ever quietly farted at work and then
and then what?
And then left the room. I farted at work, like, I can't even count. But he's one of them silent ones, you know?
Well, that's what it said.
And then, like, what I did sometimes, when it's smelling, I'm like, oh, shit. And then I take my spray out and I spray myself. I feel like I bait myself out in those situations, but, well, if they don't smell it, then they don't smell it. Never have I ever urinated in public.
Urinate in public? What, a public toilet?
At what point in my life are we talking about? What are you laughing at?
One of my aunties. It happened to her recently.
Which auntie? Like, no.
Yeah, and...
no!
She went on a walk with her kids, right? And she had to go... And they live in this very suburby area, but there's, like, woods and trees by the side of the road. And she had to go, so she just looked left to right, there's no one. So she popped into, like, behind some trees or something. And before we knew, the kids, they were just standing around, like, playing on, like, on the pavement or something. Mm. And then some guys, like, you know, these 15-year-old dudes... just walking about, and then they saw her and started laughing. And the kids were like, Mom, they can see.
Oh my God, no! Aww. No. No.
And she was just like, you know what I'm saying? So she had to run out.
How about the other one?
And you know, she even showed me the trees. It wasn't that covered. She told me it was covered, but I didn't think it was that covered.
How about the other one?
Yeah, that was on the motorway.
Oh.
Yeah, she had to go.
That's understandable. Not...
No!
She had a bag. Like, she packed on, you know, one of the...
Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
On the hard shoulder.
Yeah, shoulder. Yeah. It had, like, trees and stuff. So she packed on the hard shoulder, got, like, this bag and tissues and stuff, and... just walked into the woods. And then, you know, did her business. And then came out, got into her car, and got going on.
Oh,
she couldn't wait. She couldn't even wait for one of the service stations or something.
Oh, my God. Never have I ever had an accident in public.
And it was the same week for both of them, by the way. So both of them came to just each other.
Are you speaking recently?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, maybe. But yeah, it was very recent. This wasn't like ages ago.
Never have I had an accident in public. Never have I ever blocked someone's toilet.
No.
I blocked mine, but it wasn't actually me, so it's fine. Never have I ever blamed a fart on a pet.
Have you got ID?
No.
You need to show them ID.
She's got ID, it's fine. Never have I ever blamed... a fart on a pet. No, never have I ever got changed. Never have I ever not changed my
You best take your shot. I know what's gonna say.
I'm not even gonna read it out loud because it's too embarrassing.
You know.
Yes, these things do happen.
They
do happen
on a weekly basis.
Never have I ever had sex with more than...
What does it say? Finish the sentence.
You're drinking too.
No, we don't. We have an agreement and have eye contact. I'm a drink swinger, honestly. At least it's not the gallo.
True. Should we say what this is a public? Because we're...
I don't think there's no such things about us, you know?
I agree. Never have I ever squeezed into my hands sneezed into my hands and then wiped it on something. 100%. You sneeze into your hands sometimes and you just go to someone else.
Yeah, but if she doesn't, if I don't know, then I don't know.
Yeah, but
most times I tend to sneeze into like tissue.
Yeah.
Or like
or just sneeze into sneeze. The air. Yeah. Never have I ever not washed my hands after having a number two.
Eyo, what?
Never have I ever wet the bed over the age of 18.
Nope.
Can't be me, bro.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. That is the end of our Never Have I episode. If you would like to hear more, then do let us know. And we will definitely comply. And also, if you guys would also like to do the same game that we have done, because they also have a game, just go to gohen.com and you will find all your party needs on there. Again, it's been the UC show, and thank you for listening.
Welcome to the CU show.